So this next song is called One Day at a Time, and I wrote it for a friend of mine going through a tough time. And I was really lucky this song got picked up by The Dodo, which is an animal rescue video. They used it in a video about a dog rescue. And people really fell in love with the song, and kind of had fans from all over the world reach out and say how much the song means to them. And it's just been like, it's been an amazing ride. So yeah, this is One Day at a Time. There are days when living seems harder than it should, when it's hard to see the good in what is happening. And on those days I tell myself that nothing lasts forever, that pain will come and go, but I'll be standing. Don't let the darkness take you or cast you down and break you. You're stronger than you think you are. You are strong enough to live this life. Just take it one day at a time. And you may dream of taking exactly what you want, of handily confronting all your problems. But problems never break themselves in easy little pieces. They hang just like a cloud that keeps on raining. And I wish that I could tell you, or shake you and compel you, to walk out in the rain and say that I am strong enough to live this life. Just take it one day at a time. And it won't be easy. And you wonder how you made it this far. But you did. And you did it one day at a time. Oh, you did it one day at a time.
That's Jeremy Voltz with a live version of One Day at a Time at Folk Music Ontario. I'm Jan Hall for Folk Roots Radio. Jeremy has been making music for 18 years, I think 3 years as a singer-songwriter. He's based in Toronto. And I think, Jeremy, you are originally from the States, is that right?
That's true. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah, originally, or thereabouts.
So how did you end up in Toronto?
Got into grad school at University of Toronto for mathematics, not music at all. And I finished my PhD there 2.5 years ago. And I decided to not use it at all and do music. And I was like, well, I'll do music. I'll do the singer-songwriter thing for a year. And if it's going well at the end of the year and I feel like this can be a career, then I'll do another year. And that was 2.5 years ago. So I'm still going.
Now, you have a wonderful, soulful sound to your music. I should actually mention to our listeners that actually I was turned on to Jeremy Voltz through Matty Leon, who joined us in the studio a few months ago in Leamington at the Folk Roots Radio home studio for a few songs. And he was saying that how much he enjoyed hanging with you and playing with you at different times. Tell us a little bit about your music, how you got started from the point of view of deciding you actually wanted to become a singer-songwriter.
Sure thing. First of all, I just want to say Matty Leon is a beautiful, sweetheart, gentle man who I love so much. And he's just been so helpful in the Toronto music scene and the process with me. And like, I feel like I owe a lot to him. Talking about my music, I realized like I've been a vocalist for a long time and I've performed in a lot of different shows and performances and stuff. And songwriting was really hard. And when I decided I wanted to give it a shot, I was frustrated that I wasn't good at it. And usually if I'm not good at something and I get frustrated, it bothers me. And I would listen to songs that I loved and I was like, why do I love this song? What is the magic? It seemed like magic. And so I think I just like kind of spite worked on it just out of frustration and anger. Until I realized oh, I actually love doing this and I love writing these songs, but it took a long time to get there. And so I just became obsessed with songwriting. I read every book I could, every podcast, every interview, and it's now just become my life, and I can't really go a day without writing something or thinking about it.
So when you mentioned, you were saying that you were a vocalist before you became a singer-songwriter. Mm-hmm. Was that in, I mean, are we talking other forms of musical expression? Are we talking musical theater here?
Yeah. No, I've never really done the musical theater thing, but like I grew up doing the kind of rock band thing. You know, I loved kind of Zeppelin and stuff like that. So my, you know, my laundry room, I'd have my friends over and we would jam. And I started on drums. Actually, drums are my main instrument, which I think really affects the way I sing, because I think of everything from a rhythmic standpoint and a percussive standpoint. So like the way I'll attack a vocal line, I care a lot less about the notes and a lot more about the rhythm and the attack. But yeah, I started on drums and I was like, oh, I can drum and sing at the same time, which is fun. And then when I went to university, I really missed singing and I missed the bandmates and stuff. So I joined choirs. And that was interesting, like singing classical music. That was something I'd never done. And then I joined a jazz choir when I got to Toronto, the Hard House Jazz Choir. And that led to this great a cappella group that I'm a member of now called Countermeasure.
Countermeasure are wonderful.
Yeah. 13-voice group. Absolutely love them. The artistic director, Aaron Jensen, is a genius, musical genius. And we just get to sing amazing original a cappella music with crazy harmonies. And that has just expanded my ear and my songwriting like crazy. So it's been a fun journey.
So I guess you have these two different strands of your musical life. And then in some ways it's actually, it must be kind of therapeutic for you to be able to be part of a group with Countermeasure and, you know, where you're all depending on the interaction between you as individuals, but then also have this singer-songwriter career that is really just you, your expression with your guitar.
You absolutely nailed it. Countermeasure is so much of a family. Like we've been together 10 years and they're just my best friends. And when we go on tour, it's just a vacation with your best friends. It's incredible. And I love that. And then I also have the creative outlet of my own music. And with that, I just feel like so fulfilled and so lucky that I get to be able to do this. It's like not a day goes by where I take it for granted.
So we started with the song One Day at a Time. Tell us about that one.
My publisher, Karen Nightingale, asked me for kind of an acoustic folk ballad, and it came pretty quickly, the first verse. What I like to do is I like to think of a person that I want to say something to, if I had the courage. You know, if you were up really late at night, you had too many drinks, and what would you kind of text them or send them in an email, right, if you could? And I like to start there with songwriting, and I'll just write that message as if I was actually going to send it to them. And then I build a song around that. And so One Day at a Time was that for me. It was just what I'd love to grab my friend and shake into her, you know. And the song was really kind of a hit. And it's won several songwriting awards, which was really great. And like I said, it was used in this animal rescue video by the Dodo, which is really big, like animal platform. And people, you know, people post on Facebook and Instagram all the time. They're like, what is the song? What is the song at the end of this video? And so then I go and find them and say, oh, it's One Day at a Time by me. Please follow. And people have said the nicest things ever. Like people wrote out the lyrics to it. And I'm hoping somebody like covers it soon and sends me one. But it's been overwhelming. And then I think that push of these people kind of got it onto Spotify's radar. And now it's on Discover Weekly. It's been there for the last 2 months. And it's just been wonderful.
You mentioned your publisher that, you know, I mean, this is, I guess, the new music, right? The fact that, you know, it's not so much of an album focus. It's, you know, trying to get people to pick it up through streaming, you know, perhaps get used for video or for TV. I mean, any way that the music can be repurposed and also, you know, other people picking it up. Does that mean that you're very strategic in the way that you think about your songwriting moving forward?
I am and I'm not. I think you have to have a balance. Like everything in music, you have to split yourself and split your attention. You know, we are business people, and you are your own manager, your own booker, your own whatever. And songwriting is a similar thing. Like sometimes you're fulfilling a need, and hoping that a song does well because you think it will. And sometimes you just need to write a song because you need to write a song and it's been stuck in your head and it's not going to get out unless you do it. So I feel like I kind of do, I get to do both. I get to do a little commercial songwriting here and there, where it's a very specific need of, we need a Motown song that's 30 seconds long and whatever. And like, great, it's a fun challenge. And then there's the songs that are for me. And those are the ones that I, you know, I get chills if I play it and then I know I did my job well.
Yeah, that's great. You have your guitar with us. You've already played one song live. Why don't we play another one? What are you going to play for us this time?
Sounds great. This next song is called Running Away, which is, it's off an upcoming album, so it hasn't been released yet. I'm working with a Montreal producer on it named Oliver Charles, and he's really brought this cool pop, like dark electronic feel to it, and it's a really moody track. I'm really excited about it. Yeah.
This is Jeremy Voltz with a live version of Running Away for Folk Roots Radio at Folk Music Ontario. And I'm Jan Hall.
I see you standing in the doorway, smoking a cigarette that you bought from a friend for a dollar. And I know that you wash your hands so your mom can't smell it on your fingers. And you think about running away. Yeah, you think about running away. I thought that we would stay together with nothing in common but our dreams of being somebody new. Two lovers in Paris, drinking coffee on the terrace in the evening. And you think about running away. Yeah, you think about your seatbelt on 4 hours, parked in the driveway with your hand that keeps on touching the keys. But where would you go? Where would you go?
That's Jeremy Voltz with a live version of Running Away. It's a new song that he's working on currently. Jeremy's our special guest in Folk Roots Radio's mobile studio at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. Been chatting about Jeremy's music. He mentioned, as well as being a singer-songwriter, he's also a member of the wonderful a cappella group Countermeasure as well, which must make for an interesting career, and I guess a very busy career, because you obviously have the the dates with the ensemble, and then you also have to fill in some singer-songwriter shows as well. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about your live show? What can people expect when they come see Jeremy Volz play?
My live show takes on a few different forms depending on what's available. I often play with a band, a five-piece band that I love. There's something about connecting with other musicians on stage, right? Like, doing music can be pretty lonely. And it's just great to be able to look in your friend's eyes and just jam out on something. But then also I do a lot of solo shows. So because of Countermeasure, which you mentioned, we put on a lot of hats in that group. So sometimes I'll be a high tenor. Sometimes I'll be a blendy kind of lower voice. Sometimes I'll do drums, vocal percussion with beatboxing. And so I realized, man, I've kind of got all these skills that I've developed with this. It'd be great to be able to use all of those at the same time in a solo show. So I developed a loop set where I use a looper and I'll lay down like vocal drums, and I'll play guitar, but I'll lay down kind of bass with the guitar and then play in parts and do background vocals and stuff. And it's really fun. I like live looping a lot. It allows me to kind of seamlessly arrange music and just integrate parts and throw in like stuff. And then at the end of the song, it's like, here's a little vocal shaker or whatever. So those are kind of the three ways that I tend to play. And that what's nice is, you know, from a booking standpoint, then I'm pretty flexible.
I would also imagine that, you know, if you're, you know, into the looping, vocal gymnastics, you know, mm-hmm. creating things on the fly, that actually must mean that, you know, you can probably go into a live show with maybe a song that's still in development and actually use that perfect opportunity to really try and bring it to, you know, into a full vision.
There is nothing like putting a fresh song in front of an audience. Oh man, because you don't know how it feels to say it to somebody, right? When you say it to yourself at home, you sing it to alone. You know, you don't realize like, oh God, that line is cringy or whatever. But when you have to look in someone's eyes that you don't know, some stranger's eyes, and say it, you instantly realize, oh, that's a bad line. And I love just being able to be on the fly at a show and be like, you know what, I need to loop this again. I was doing a show out on King Street Live last week, and I was doing a cover, Whitney Houston's I Want to Dance with Somebody. And at the end, it does the like, don't you want to dance? Say you want to dance. Don't you want to dance? And then this guy just walked through the crowd and just started dancing his heart out. And I was like, okay, I will play the end of this song forever. Like, I'm not stopping until he stops dancing. And just the flexibility to just loop something and do it and just turn something into a huge party is so fun. It was great. Countermeasure is great because the artistic director, Aaron Jensen, is a jazz guy primarily. So, you know, I come from a more rock background, so I don't necessarily have all of the jazz knowledge. I've got a basic understanding. So I don't necessarily know what I'm singing. I'll be, you know, it might be complicated of like, oh, okay, I'm the, you know, flat five in this chord or the sharp 11 in this chord. I don't know whether I should be loud or quiet when I sing it or whatever. But what's cool is 10 years in that group has shaped my ears. So I don't necessarily have the knowledge, but I know what I want to hear, and it's always kind of crazy. And so that has like so influenced my songwriting in terms of just, you know what, let's just change keys here. That'll be great. Or whatever. So it makes me take a lot of adventurous risks in my songwriting, which I like a lot.
No, that's great. It's been wonderful to have you join us today. People want to learn more about your music. How can they do that?
They can go to jeremyvoltzmusic.com, or they can follow me on Instagram. I'm pretty active there, Jeremy Volz Music, and Facebook, Jeremy Volz Music, as well as I love people following me on Spotify. That's really great because then you get an announcement if I'm going on tour or something. So pressing the follow button on Spotify is really, really great. Love that.
Do you get many people who, you know, maybe go to Countermeasure and then find out that you also have this singer-songwriter thing and then decide to check you out as well?
Yeah, for sure. Every once in a while. Especially Countermeasure did a song, Life is Fine, one of our original songs. It's a poem by Langston Hughes, and Aaron put music to it. And we did a big kind of big budget music video for that. And I sing lead on it. So the music video, I'm really present in it. And it was cool. We used a robotic crane for the video, crane camera. And there's all sorts of shots of like me then looking at myself and all this stuff. It was really nice. The video is kind of about mental health issues. And I definitely, it's a Countermeasure song and a Countermeasure video, but because I feature so prominently in it, I will definitely send it to bookers or promoters or whatever and be like, look, that's me.
So, that's great. It's been a great pleasure having you join us. We have time for one more song. What are you going to play for us?
Great. This next song is called I'll Follow. I usually do this one with a band and backup singers and all that sort of stuff. And it's off my last album on Spotify. The album's called Bend the Tracks.
Jeremy Voltz with I'll Follow live at Folk Music Ontario for Folk Roots Radio. And thanks again. It's been great having you join us.
Thanks for having me, Jen.
You never know what you're gonna say before you say. And I've said too much before. You never knew what to make of me before you made. Whether you walk out through that door. Used to fall asleep without your heart beating near me. And I'd lie awake sometimes. But after all the ways we fell into each other, I didn't need a sign. 'Cause I'll follow, follow in after, after the rain begins and I get so. Follow, follow me after, after the rain begins and I get so. I never knew how to feel about us before I felt it. I paved the lonely way. I hope to never see a time I have to save it. But I promise on that day that I follow, follow in after, after the rain begins and I get so. I'll follow, follow in after, after the rain begins and I get so. And I know that we'll be safe for me, 'cause nothing is